The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hope everybody's doing well. I know we're starting to get into the thick of summer. I don't know if the true summer, you know, the day of summer, I think already passed the official day of summer. What is it, like the 21st or first day of summer? I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so it's just hot. So once, you know, your coworkers or one of your patients comes in and says, it's just too damn hot out there, that's how I know it's summer. It doesn't take me realizing it's hot. It takes a patient because I'm never really outside during the day. I get to work too early and I leave when it's night. So I don't really know what it's like outside during the day. You know, the only reason why I know day versus night is because there's some windows in the lobby and I could always take a peek. But other than that, I have no idea. Isn't that a creepy feeling? You're working all day and then all of a sudden you start to go outside. You're like, it's dark already. You're like, whoa. Oh, especially with the whole daylight savings time. The whole daylight savings time thing is crazy. But, you know, so far so good. Hopefully the summer's going good. I think some of us are starting to rejuvenate. I think I'm noticing some improvement with my patients' psyches. You know, their little psyches. I should name one of my animals Psyche. You have your id. You have your psyche. No, we'll talk about that. I won't go into too much psychology. But anyway, you have your Freudian slip. That would be a fun one. You have an animal named Freudian slip. Anyway, I don't know if it's this. Maybe people are feeling a little better because, you know, it's sunny. Sometimes, you know, we have a seasonal affective disorder in the winter. People are more gloomy and grumpy because they're cold, etc. See, I love the fall and the winter. I love when it's starting to get a little chilly and we're getting ready for Halloween and then Thanksgiving and then Christmas and everybody's running around and thinking about presents and doing stuff for charities and getting all cuddly by the fireplace and having some warm brandy. And oh my gosh, I love that time of year. January, February, kind of depressing, especially with Valentine's Day. That's probably one of the worst holidays ever. But it's out there, and, you know, they have all the lovey-dovey stuff. And even though I love my husband and all that, he's never really known how to celebrate, you know, Valentine's Day. And, you know, it's still kind of cold and whatever. But then spring comes, and we all have allergies. We may love the spring, but nobody has a chance to really feel better because they're too busy sneezing and needing Kenalog shots and then getting grumpy because they have that big dose of steroid and they're all doped up on their Benadryl. And so, you know, we really don't have a chance to enjoy the spring. That's why I have to admit, in Vegas, I like the fall better than the spring because you can go outside and you're not sneezing all the time with the pollen. Even though the spring should be the smiliest, it's not for a lot of us with allergies. And then we get to the summer. Now, most of us are miserable in the summer. It's muggy. I was in New York. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that humid. I could tell it was humid because I felt like, you know, I was completely sweaty, but it wasn't like it could have been. So it could have been worse. But it's hot and you're like, oh, it's too much sun and it's, you know, and I live in Vegas, so it's a dry heat, which I will take over any wet heat at all. There's some people that really likes the humidity. They need that. They need that feel. They can't handle the dry. For me, I'm fine with dry. I am so fine with dry, which is why menopause really won't be an issue with me. But that's a whole other question, a whole other subject for another day. So when it comes to, which happens, unfortunately, that's our biggest fear, but we won't go there. So summer's a good time. We're rejuvenated. We're extra, extra happy. We're a little bit energized. Some of you guys are taking a little bit of a break. Some of you guys are out by a pool. You know, I think the pool could be a little bit stressful in and of itself, but sometimes just being outside, a little bit in the sun, seeing water splash, the blue, hearing the kids giggle, That's kind of a pick-me-up. So I want you guys to harness that. And I want you to, you know, just take a look and see what's happening with you. Okay? Are you getting a little bit more exercise? Are you feeling a little better? Now, a lot of us do not self-reflect. We took a test in the first hour on how at risk we are for cancer based on our diet, based on exercise. And I know a lot of us lied when we did our answers. And, you know what, if it makes us feel good. But I really want you guys to self-reflect. But do so looking at the pieces of your life that you may be ignoring. So, for example, here we are in summer, and we're coming into the real deep summer as we go, you know, as we're in July and stuff. And I want you to look at, okay, you know, am I sleeping better? Am I eating better? Am I exercising more? Am I hurting less? You know, it's interesting. My arthritis type pain has been a lot worse the last week or two. Now, I don't know if it's because I've been exercising more, so it's hurting. I don't know if there was a humidity thing. But for some reason, I'm noticing I'm hurting more. That doesn't make any sense. But then again, maybe because it's summer, you know, maybe I'm eating more fruits and not vegetables. But that's another thing. You know, now, what are we eating more of? Okay, there's a lot of watermelon. There's a lot of grapes. There's a lot of strawberries. So a lot of things that we have. I know, so when strawberries come out, I immediately think of Marie Callender's and their strawberry pie. I love Marie Callender's strawberry pie. I know, and those are big strawberries. I've never seen such big, huge strawberries before than the Marie Callender's. Yeah, they have peach pie also, but my problem with the peach pie is I don't like mushy peaches. I like the peaches very firm and crispy, you know, where you bite into it and you can hear it. Unfortunately, some of the Marie Callender pies, the peaches are already now getting kind of soggy. But I don't care. I don't care if strawberries get soggy. That's okay, because I can just add some chocolate syrup and go to town. So, but you know, maybe more of us are eating fruits and getting more vitamin C. Maybe some of us are getting diverticulitis attacks because of the little seeds in our fruits that we're eating. But I want you. This is going to be your homework this year. I want you to map out what happens to you during the seasons. And then we'll take a look at it, okay? I'm not going to take a look at all how many thousands of you out there, but you can always email to me. Okay, we're not going to do it on air. And if you notice, you know what? I'm usually achy this time of year, or I'm usually allergies this time of year. See, I have to do this with my asthmatics or my allergy patients, because I tell them 2 or 3 weeks before allergy season for you, start taking your medicine. Well, I don't know when it is. None of us do. I know it's allergy season when I start to sneeze. But let's figure out who we are, what makes us tick, so that we can plan ahead. If we're always going to be grumpy in January, then why don't we plan our vacation in January and not during Christmas time when we're happy? See what I mean? 1-877-DOCSALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Myra writes, you talk about dangling participles a lot on your show. What is that? Okay, dangling participles is not a body part. Talk about, you know, your participles are dangling. Dangling participles, it's a grammatical phrase. It's probably not the best grammatical tool. You don't want your participles to dangle. Okay, remember you had kind of the antecedent to the participle? Like, okay, for example, okay, let me see. After being bored out of their minds completely, the students fell asleep. You see, you're kind of dangling this participle without having, that's how I look at it. You don't have, you know, you need, the kids fell asleep because they were bored to death. You don't want to leave the person hanging on. Okay, I am no grammar expert, grammatical expert. In fact, I tried to Google some grammatical tips and I misspelled grammar. I spelled it G-R-A-M-M-E-R. I love how Google does grammar with an A. Yeah, they don't make me feel stupid. They make it seem like, oh, it was just a typo. So, yeah, dang on your participle. So if I say, oh, my gosh, something like exhaustively and triumphantly, and you're like, what's exhaustively and triumphantly? The person made it across the marathon line. You're like, wait, really? I was expecting, you know, something meatier. Okay, that's an example, I believe, of a dangling participle. The other problem with dangling participles, okay, is sometimes it unfortunately makes, something kind of confusing. You know, so like, for example, after stinking up the house, Dad brought in the Chinese food. Well, did the Chinese food stink up the house? Or did Dad stink up the house? You see what I mean? So you got to be careful. Now, while we're on the subject of, I think grammar is important. You know, many times I give you guys advice on how to get a job and how to deal with your interview, etc. You never know. There could be somebody on the other side that actually is telling your grammatical errors. I know. Yeah, you never know. You know, I it's funny. I need to get a feel for who's next to me and who's around me. And if I see proper grammar, oh, I immediately have to change my game. If I detect that the person around me uses a grammatical error, I immediately relax. See, to me, I like it. I'm like, all right, they said I is. I'm good. Now I can talk to them about anything, and I don't have to watch what I say or how I say it. But if somebody, you know, is in front of me saying, you know, that is a very, very interesting corollary to the antecedent subject you had made in the original participle, I'm going to be like, oh, my gosh, what do I say? You know, it's a whole different way of communicating. Just like, you know, somebody speaks your language in a where you're living, great. Somebody doesn't speak your language, you start to get all nervous and you have to start to think your words. We don't want to think when we talk. None of us want to think when we speak. We just want to speak. We want to Joe Biden it all the time, right? But, you know, it's important. Okay. So a lot of people mix up whom and who. Okay. You guys kind of get, you know, what this is. Okay. So who is a pronoun? Okay, it's called nominative. Like, who is the subject? Like, who ate the crackers? Who ate all the cookies? Okay, a nominative. Whom is supposed to be an objective pronoun? Okay, like, this goes with him, her, this belongs to whom? All right, see, you need to be very, very careful. All right, so for example, if you don't know which one to use, okay, who or whom, okay, then what you can always do is you could substitute I or he, she, or something like that. Okay? Now, would you say this jacket belongs to he or this jacket belongs to him? If you're going to say the jacket belongs to him, you use whom. Okay? You remember the M's. This jacket belongs to whom? This assignment belongs to whom? The ratings went down by whom? I don't know. That was the proper English, okay? Yet, if you're going to use if you're going to use this is or I want the jacket, I want to be in the play, whom wants to be in the play, would it make sense? It would be who. You get that? Okay. So you got to know your who and your whom. Big difference, okay? A lot of times we also make, or we also use which and that incorrectly. This is very interesting. I got this from litreactor.com. 20 common grammar mistakes. They say we really mess up which and that. So if you say, like some people will say, I recommend you only eat organic fruits and vegetables, which are available in grocery stores. You don't want to say that are available in grocery stores. A lot of us use that. You know, well, I like to listen to radio shows that are really interesting. No, you don't say that. You say, I like to listen to radio shows which are interesting, because which introduces a relative clause. You kind of get that, okay? Which could be a little bit more ambiguous, whereas that is a very restrictive pronoun. All right, so, you know, I want to go to that store. It means you really have some oomph. That's the store you want to go to. It's that. But I want to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show, which may be a good show that day. Which meaning there implies there could be some ambiguity, okay? A lot of us also lay and lie incorrectly, all right? Lay down with me, lie down, okay? Lay, you have to have a direct subject. So I'm going to lay the pencil down, okay? I am going to lay the cat in his kitty bed before he goes pee-pee house, okay? Well, pee-pee house is not grammatically correct, but my cat understands what I'm saying. Lie is when you don't have an object. I need to lie down. You see what I mean? Okay? So when you do past tense, it would be laid. I laid on the bed, but it's not laid from L-A-Y, it's lay from lie. Okay? You guys get the difference? Okay? I laid on the bed. But you wouldn't say I laid the cat unless it's L-A-Y-E-D. Big difference. They say a lot of people use moot point improperly. I've started to use that. You know, you guys talking about my radio show ratings is kind of a moot point. That's actually correct. Moot doesn't mean it's superfluous or it means nothing or it's trivial. Moot just means that it's a subject that is kind of disputable or open to discussion or not really, it's not really that clarified and set in stone type of thing. Okay, you kind of get that? A lot of people mix up continual and continuous. I am continuously having diarrhea. You would use continually. Continually is always occurring. Okay, continuous means it happens without any stops or gaps. Okay, so the music played, the music was continuous as opposed to skipping. Yet I have diarrhea continually for months. You get that? Okay, that means it keeps occurring all the time. Continuous means nonstop. I have continuous diarrhea for how long? 5 hours of continuous diarrhea, no stops? Yeah, got it. Get that? A lot of people mix up envy and jealousy. Okay, envy is when you're envious of somebody. Jealous is more mean. So somebody goes, Dr. Dahlia, you know, I have real good ratings on my radio show. If I say I'm jealous, that means I kind of want harm. If I say I'm envious, it's cool. Man, I am so envious. Kind of like you're envious, meaning you acknowledge the fact that they have something better than you. See what I mean? Okay. Nor. Oh, nor is a tough one. I've been working on my nors. I'm pretty good with that. Okay. Nor is supposed to be like, let's see. Okay. You do not need to eat your fruits or vegetables. No. You would say, you do not eat to eat your fruits nor vegetables. Okay. Because it's a negative. Neither the men nor the women were drunk. Okay, nor expresses that the women were still negative. Just in case you forgot that neither was still there, same negative condition as the men. It reminds people, because some of our sentences are really long, okay? You don't have to eat your vegetables, your fruit, your fish, your red meat, your whole grains, nor your smoothies if you don't want to. You see how that works? Okay. That. Okay, I'll give you more grammar lessons later on through the year, but get it right. Whom? Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DON-TELLY.
Speak speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats. 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we're hearing more and more bits about this whole VA scandal, and this is kind of scary. According to CNN, VA deaths were covered up to make statistics look better. This is being reported by a whistleblower who told CNN in these stunning revelations that point to a new cover-up in the ongoing VA scandal. Apparently, deceased notes on files were removed to make statistics look better so veterans would not be counted as having died while waiting for care. This is pretty scary. Pauline DeWinter was the actual scheduling clerk at the Phoenix VA, who said for the better part of a year, she was ordered by supervisors to manage and handle the so-called secret waiting list, where veterans' names of those seeking medical care were often placed, sometimes left for months with no care at all. Apparently, DeWinter is among the most important and central people to this VA scandal over a secret wait list, veterans' wait times and deaths that we talked about. She has never spoken publicly about it. They said the secret list, the altering of records, the dozens of veterans she believes has died waiting for care has only now been revealed. She hadn't talked about any of it until recently. Now, just as an aside, for those of you who do anything kooky or do anything secretive or unethical, and you have somebody on your staff that handles that for you, okay, first of all, don't, because you shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff. Second, know that that person can always spill the beans. I don't understand how the VA could just say, look, we're going to pretend people died or not pretend people died and take the deceased off the list so it doesn't look like they died or whatever, cover all this up, and tell staff to do that. That makes no sense, because if that staff person leaves or gets mad, they're going to obviously blow the whistle. I mean, this was handled so stupidly. I don't understand. Just the whole thing was so dumb. They go through such great lengths to cover things up. Just do it right. That's what blows my mind. You see the extent people do to cover things up. And if they just put in 1/100 that effort to do it right. Here they have staff spending time on the cover up when the staff could have been spending time getting these people scheduled and getting these people seen. Makes no sense to me. It was one of DeWinter's roles, I guess, according to CNN, to call veterans when appointments became available, to schedule them and to get a consultation. Sometimes when she made those calls, she found that the veteran had died. So she would put that on her records. At least 7 times since last October, records that showed the veterans died while waiting for care, which she personally handled and entered in, were physically altered or written over by somebody else. DeWinter said in an exclusive interview with CNN, the changes or rewrites listed the veterans as living, not deceased, or essentially hiding the death. The alterations, I guess, occurred in recent weeks, she said, a deliberate attempt to try to hide just how many veterans died while waiting for care by trying to pretend that the dead veterans remained alive. This is horrible. I mean, these are our veterans, for crying out loud. First, the cover-up is completely horrible. But second, the fact that these guys are dying. These men or women are dying before they could actually get a visit. When Obamacare was being debated and discussed, and people got mad at the right for saying, we're all gonna die. No, we're not all going to die, but delayed wait times, a half-assed medical system does cause death. And I think we all could agree with that. Okay, if we have a half-assed medical system, if we have a system where people can't get in for months when they really have something wrong, if they had an emergency, they would have gone to the hospital. Well, sometimes in an older person, they don't have days to realize they have pneumonia. They wake up and they don't feel right. They just don't feel right. They have a fever. Can I get in? No. What's wrong with you? I have a fever. No. We have a 3-month wait. Well, you know what? I'll just take some Tylenol and I'll go to bed. Take some Tylenol, they fall asleep. Now their lungs, because of the pneumonia, starts to get inflamed. More fluid kind of rushes in a little bit more. They start to decompensate. Now they're short of breath. Maybe they die. Maybe they make it to the hospital. And I'm not saying all veterans this happens to. But you see how very simple it is for an elderly person to decompensate quickly. And a lot of people do it in their sleep. What do you do when you don't feel good? You take something and you lie down. You take some Tylenol or some aspirin and you go and you lie down. Well, of course you lie down because rest helps your body fight disease, you know, et cetera. But, you know, the VA should be able to have walk-in clinics. We should be able to staff them. Now, I understand they're using civilian staff for the VAs. Fine. There's a bunch of us that need work. But if there's no money, they're not going to staff extra people. The Obamacare system that we are going into already has an example for us to look at and us to use as a barometer. And nobody's listening and nobody's looking. Okay? Veterans is supposed to be a completely separate department. The VA, the military, it's separate. They have their own funding, they do their own things, and we don't have to be involved because we're civilians. No, we're very involved. All right, I understand that there is that separation. I understand that it was kind of frowned upon years ago for people to go to civilian doctors outside, but they wanted them to stay within the VA, have everything handled. All right, I get that. I get that. It sometimes organizes things and makes things easier if there's that demarcation, that delineation. I get that. But these people need help. I've been taking care of veterans because they tell me they cannot get into the VA. Now, if this cover-up stuff happened in Phoenix, my guess is some similar sort of shuffling has happened at other VAs. Because for some reason, these VAs were scared out of their jockeys to make sure numbers and make sure reports were whatever the government demanded. And whenever you have demands and whenever you have mandates, okay, you're going to have people that not spend all that effort to follow the mandates, but they spend a lot of effort to go around the mandates to make it look like the mandates were done. All right, you know, I see that with people paying taxes. Okay, just work and pay your taxes. No. If I do this deduction and I do this and I do this, but I make it look like this and I have the receipts, and if you go to dinner, but if you're going to dinner and you're talking about work and you do that and you do that, I mean, oh my gosh, it's exhausting. It's expensive. Just do whatever you're told for now that you're supposed to do, okay? And then now, but, you know, what really would have helped us and what would have helped our veterans is to show that the system fails. But now everybody's worried about their job. You know, when a system fails, a lot of the high-ups, they don't care. They pay you to make it work. You only gave me a can of tuna fish. How am I supposed to make, you know, this whole fancy meal? You figure it out. And a lot of times people figure it out. Sometimes that pressure, now I know with my staff it doesn't work. If they've lost something and I say, you just have to find it, you have to find it now. Okay, sometimes, yeah, they find it. Because they stop goofing around and they fight it. But other times, no, you can't threaten them. You can't, you know, say, oh, you're going to be fired or whatever. That doesn't work. Okay? You need to have a system such that there's more incentive than scare tactics. Scare tactics don't work for everybody. And it, unfortunately, it spawns unethical behavior. And that's what happened here. It's a shame. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
On the the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want on your iPhone, smartphone, Samsung Galaxy, whatever the heck you guys use. There's a free app, and you can download the Dr. Dahlia Show and listen to it anytime you like. Also, you can email me at drdahlia.com. Anytime you have questions or concerns or comments, email us at drdahlia.com. If you do not want it read on air, tell us, and we will not read it on air. If you don't care and you leave it off air, or if you, and I'll never read your last name. I mean, we'll make sure we obviously use discretion. But if you don't say you don't want to read on air, I'll read it on air and we'll talk about it. If you ever miss a show in which we read it on air, there's a way to get old shows and archives. Go to GCNlive.com. GCN is my network. Thank God for them. Whew, somebody's playing the show. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And they have all the archives and podcasts you can download, listen to them. Also, when you work out or exercise, if you want to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, it's great. You know, I know a lot of you guys need some music. You need some real, real cool music. I'll try to figure out how to incorporate music. It's hard because, you know, a lot of my shows play on AM radio, not FM. And FM, they want radio that people can kind of boogie-woogie to, you know, some rock and roll. I can't do that. You know, if my voice doesn't have a good enough beat, sorry, there's only so much I can do. You know, I mean, I'm only this good, but I can't be any better than I am. I mean, I'm as good as I am. That's just the way it is. Anytime you have a medical question, you call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. All right, so you know, we were talking about colon cancer and how to prevent cancer in the first hour and how a lot of people are avoiding dairy. Well, they say a dairy rich or a diet rich in dairy products may actually extend the lives in people diagnosed with colon cancer. This is very, very interesting. I guess the study found that people who ate the most dairy lived slightly longer and had a lower risk of dying from any cause. They say if you are a colorectal cancer patient, calcium and milk consumption may improve your survival, but they say do not change your diet until more research is conducted. They said if our findings are replicated in future findings, we'll see changes in dietary guidelines for cancer survivors that may include increasing calcium and milk intake. Apparently, Dr. Donald Abrams, an integrative oncologist at University of California, San Francisco, does have doubts about the study. He thinks it's silly to look at milk in isolation. Ooh, when these scientists go back and forth, it could get pretty dramatic. You thought, like, you know, the housewife shows, you know, get pretty BF-y. This is, these get pretty, there is a lot of drama. He says it's silly to look at milk in isolation because the people who drank the most milk also were the leanest and did most physical exercise, ate less red meat and more fruits and vegetables. So that was something I was going to say. I noticed a lot of my vegetarians, not vegans, because vegans don't take an animal fat, but a lot of my vegetarians will take on more dairy. So they will have a glass of milk. They'll have their, you know, they'll eat more yogurt, they'll eat more, etc. So whereas people like me, I like meat, I don't like milk. I don't drink milk with meat. It's not kosher. It tastes bad to me. So I'm not a milk drinker, but I definitely eat more meat. Well, if a lot of us meat eaters don't eat milk or don't drink milk, no wonder colon cancer patients that drink milk seem to do better. You see what I mean? Okay. Anyway, I guess they looked at 2,300 people diagnosed between 1992 and 2009 with colon cancer that had not spread beyond the colon. By 2010, those in the study, 949 patients had died, 408 from their cancer, as opposed to the other 540 from other causes. The researchers found that those who ate the most dairy and therefore got the highest amount of dietary calcium lived slightly longer. Now, by the way, whenever we talk about calcium, we aren't talking about calcium supplements, remember. Okay, remember there was a study saying you got to be careful with calcium supplements. They found it linked more to heart disease in women, etc. But you don't see issues with dietary calcium. There was also a study out saying if you increase your calcium, you can lose weight. You have a much better chance of losing weight. Not calcium supplements, but increasing your calcium. Now, why is that? Because a lot of your cottage cheese, yogurt eating people seem to be able to, not ice cream, not frozen yogurt, but they seem to really manage their weight a little better. I mean, you know, think about it. If you're going to be eating some skim milk cottage cheese or whatever the heck disgusting stuff that is, I do not like cottage cheese, and you're eating that as opposed to a cinnamon roll with a couple slices of bacon, you're going to do better. So I think that's a part of it. Again, you know, we spent time talking about cancer and not being paranoid about trying to prevent it. If we could prevent it, great. All right. Most importantly is to find the cancer early. Okay, you know, a colon cancer patient has an increased chance of dying, not depending on how much milk they drink, but depending on the stage the cancer was in. You know, all these studies say, well, people are going to survive better if they eat this or do this. Listen, many of us are not going to be able to find our cancer stage one. It's not going to happen. Okay, a lot of us will be told we have cancer when it's a higher stage. Thank God many of us can survive now. But if you really want to prevent death from cancer, then one, try not to get it, but two, try to find that cancer super duper early. Thank God my family member, knock on wood, found her breast cancer and it's stage one. If something is stage one, there's a hell of a lot more we can do. You know, I'm really freaked out about my skin after finding that pre-melanoma, but the pre-melanoma is cut out. Catch it early. You gotta catch this stuff early. It's scary stuff. I know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, there's this concern now with autism and autism being on the rise, and what are we doing to cause autism to be on the rise? I think the latest number is 1 out of 56, is it? 1 out of 56 kids, boys especially, with autism. You know, just a couple years ago is 1 out of 110. Then they brought it down into 1 out of 91, then 1 out of 60-something. Well, now they're saying that women who are exposed to a lot of pesticides may be putting their babies at risk for autism or developmental delays. This was a study coming out of UC Davis where women who lived within a mile of where pesticides are used on agricultural lands had a 60% higher risk of having children with a form of autism or other developmental disorders. Now, remember, California has a lot of the farmland. So the study was conducted there. I guess where about 200 million pounds of pesticides are used every year. Of course, everyone's telling us, look, there's no direct cause and effect. Okay, that doesn't mean everybody has to move and leave California. California is a beautiful state, trust me. They need you there, especially if you pay taxes, okay? By no means don't start fleeing. But, you know, you wonder, especially with breathing and the wind moving things over to your neck of the woods. You know, I think autism happens genetically, and the reason why is because I have a family member who all four children have some sort of autism, either Asperger's or autism. So all four kids are at different levels of the autism spectrum, okay? And she gave birth in two different cities, two different states, right? So I believe now, could pesticide exposure change a gene in mom? And then, you know, so could that happen? Or, you know, the other thing I'm noticing, too, is I'm seeing couples that have autism. It's very, very interesting. Autistic kids. And I almost identify Asperger's in both the mom and the dad. I think Asperger's is probably even more common than we think, that the genes are pretty rampant out there. Now, in terms of developmental disorders by pesticide exposure, yes, I think that could happen. I mean, this is very interesting, all right? You know, we have more autism than we've ever had. You know, one theory was blaming the vaccines. We have another theory blaming the pesticides. Because if it really was genetic, we would have seen it all along, unless the genes changed and then those started to propagate. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's some environmental influences also. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAFE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.